One second, y'all. I call the 94th Senate of the Associated Students to order here in the Reed Aladdin Senate Chambers at 5:31 p.m. and in the Reed Aladdin Senate Chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is a Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nuu-Mu, Northern Paiute, Washu, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Nuu-Mu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. The secretary will now call the roll.
Senator Anderson?
Present.
Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Benavente?
Absence unexcused.
Senator Kane?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Espinosa?
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans?
Present.
Senator Horse?
Present.
Senator Horvath?
Present.
Speaker Issa?
Present.
Senator Johnson?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator Newbill? Senator Potter?
Absence excused.
Senator Price?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Rivers?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Schirschel?
Present.
Senator Strabala?
Present.
Senator Shrunk?
Present.
Senator Wilbur?
Present.
Senator Wilson?
Present.
Senator Zuniga?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving down to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Hello, senators. I'm glad to see familiar faces at the table and new ones. My name is Jenna Atencio. That's A-T-E-N-C-I-O for the record. And I'm currently the co-president of the club UNR People Power, a grassroots student-led branch of the ACLU. We work to educate students on issues of civil liberties in their community. One of the most pressing issues today is access to health care in Nevada. Question 6 will be on the ballot again on November 6th, which will codify abortion access in the Nevada Constitution. While this is just one small step towards complete access to health care for Nevadans, it's essential that this ballot measure pass in November. Otherwise, it will not be written into the Constitution. You may remember voting on it during the last election, but ballot measures proposed by citizens and not elected officials need to pass twice to pass. In honor of encouraging you and your constituents to get out and vote, I'd also like to express my support for the appointment of Isabel Hatch as Director of Government Affairs. Serving as her assistant director and policy director in the 93rd ASUN session was a pleasure, and I have full confidence that she will lead ASUN and the students of this university to a successful legislative session in the upcoming Nevada legislative session. I've seen her grow as a leader, educator, and advocate, and cannot recommend her enough. Thank you for your time, and congrats on being elected, and always go Pack.
Do we have any other public comment this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Ken Barbwatch, student, College of Science, School of Journalism, and School of Medicine for the record. Senators, I want to voice my support for Senator Barris for the appointment of Chair of the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. I had the chance to serve as her Vice Chair during the 93rd Senate session, so I got to see firsthand how seriously she takes this kind of work. Senator Barris does not just talk or campaign on student advocacy, she follows through on it. One of the best examples of that was her work to increase access to menstrual hygiene products on campus. She passed legislation at the end of the 93rd session that reopened the ASU and Menstrual Hygiene Fund, making sure students could continue accessing basic necessities that directly impact their health, dignity, and success. That same consistency is reflected in the bill on the table tonight, a bill to use Senate outreach funds to support NevadaCare Sexual Assault Awareness Month. This bill directly offered liaison work with NevadaCare's last session, where she put an enormous amount of time and effort into strengthening that relationship and supporting survivors on campus. This is someone who already understands the mission of SSW and has proven she can lead within it. I have no doubt she will continue that work as chair in the 94th session, and I strongly encourage the senators at the table to consider Senator Barris' position. Thank you.
If we need a public comment this time.
Hi guys, Jorge Benuto, student in the College of Science. For the record, I just wanted to voice my support for Viviana Castro for chair of the Committee on Ideas. So Viviana Castro was one of the most welcoming people in the association and provided me with nothing but support throughout my short tenure during the 93rd session at ASUN. She supported me in every aspect when it came to legislation. She either co-authored or co-sponsored all three of my pieces and is the reason I was able to be so productive during my 2 months as a senator. I wasn't able to sit on the Committee of Idea, unfortunately, but I saw several capacities. I saw her in several capacities as the leader of her committee, and to say I was impressed by the way she led her committee would be an understatement. It is for that reason that I fully support Viviana Castro as chair for the Committee on Idea for the 94th session. Thank you all.
State your position for the record.
Hi guys, my name is Juliana Haywood. I am a student for the College of Business. I also wanted to publicly acknowledge my support for Senator Castro as she is running for chair for IDEA. Although I'm very new to this school, as everyone who meets me knows that I very much care about advocacy, especially when we're speaking on topics such as racism and support for queer communities as well as women. And I feel as if like Senator Castro has done nothing but support me throughout my entire experience as I've been trying to advocate. And so yeah, that's it.
Do you have any other public comment at this time?
Thank you, Speaker Issa. Luis Aguilar, Herrera Associate Director, State Government, for the record. Dear Senators, as we begin the 94th session of the Senate, I want to set a clear expectation of how we engage with one another and carry out our work. Our responsibility is to serve the students of the University of Nevada with integrity, focus, and respect. This means keeping a high standard of professionalism in all Senate spaces, both in and outside of meetings. Our discussion should be grounded in respectful discourse, where different perspectives are welcome, but expressed thoughtfully and constructively. Disagreement is a natural and valuable part of the process, but it must never turn into personal attacks or undermine the dignity of others. Additionally, it is critical that we stay attentive to the structure and purpose of our meetings, staying on the agenda and topics, ensure that we are using our time effectively and honoring the work that needs to be done on behalf of the students. Each of you was elected to represent and advocate for your peers. Let us approach this session with a shared commitment to collaboration, accountability, and student minds first. Thank you.
Do we have any more public comment at this time? I do have some written public comments submitted. I will read that into the record as follows. To whom it may concern, please accept this letter as a formal notification that I am resigning from my position as Chief Justice effective April 22nd. While this is slightly earlier than my official term conclusion, I am stepping down at this time to facilitate a seamless transition and make way for the new Chief Justice appointment scheduled on the agenda for Wednesday, April 22nd. It has been a profound honor and a distinct pleasure to serve in this capacity for the past 2 years. The role has provided me with invaluable opportunities for growth, and I am deeply grateful for the trust placed in me to lead the Judicial Council and uphold the integrity of our governing documents. Working alongside such dedicated colleagues to ensure fairness and transparency within our student government has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my time here. I carry with me a great deal of pride for the progress the Judicial Council has made together and the standards of excellence we have maintained. I leave this position with deep respect for the institution and a firm belief in its continued success. Thank you for the memories, the mentorship, and the privilege of serving our student body. Sincerely, Raina Arneson. And I have another public comment from former Chief Justice Arneson. Good evening, Speaker Issa and esteemed members of the 94th Senate. As I bring my journey as Chief Justice for the 92nd and 93rd sessions to a close, I do so with an eye toward the future. I submit this comment with my full and unequivocal support of Emma Silvera, whose brilliance and integrity represent the very best of what the Judicial Council can be. Serving in this role for the past 2 years has been the greatest honor of my academic career. The Chief Justice must lead with absolute impartiality and an unrelenting commitment to the student body. Therefore, I do not offer this endorsement casually, but with complete conviction. Having witnessed Emma's growth from our time as interns to her role as Senior Associate Justice, I have seen a level of dedication that is both rare and impactful. She does not simply participate in the work of the Council, she elevates it. Emma centers our work on the students and holds that standard without compromise. She provides clarity during uncertainty and maintains steadiness under pressure. While her intelligence commands respect, it is the depth of her character that truly distinguishes her. She navigates complex legal and ethical challenges with precision, composure, and a profound respect for the judicial process. Most importantly, Emma leads with intention, never losing sight of the people behind her policies. The care and integrity she brings to every decision make her truly exceptional. I am confident Emma will not simply maintain the standards of this council, she will advance them. As a pillar of the pre-law community, she possesses the vision to build lasting bridges for students pursuing legal paths. This is most evident in her work with the Judicial Internship Program, where she has already proven herself as an invaluable mentor. Emma understands this program is the foundation of our association's future, and I know she will continue to inspire the next generation of student leaders. Stepping down is a deeply bittersweet moment, but I do with complete confidence and a profound sense of peace knowing this council will be led by someone of Emma's caliber. She is not only prepared to take on the role, but is the leader this moment calls for. I strongly and wholeheartedly urge the Senate to confirm her appointment this evening. Thank you for your time, for the privilege of serving this institution. Respectfully submitted, Raina Arneson. And on to the last piece of public comment. Good evening, Senators. I hope you're all doing well. Tonight, I want to offer my support for Senator Saporito for chair of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. I was able to sit as vice chair for the Special Committee during the 93rd session and work closely with Senator Saporito. During this time, I saw how hard Senator Saporito worked and how much passion he has for the betterment of our students. Knowing Senator Saporito as chair and friend, I know he will be a great advocate and lead this committee with care and commitment. I encourage you all to vote for Saporito for chair of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. Thank you, Madison Atkinson. All right, before I move on, last calls or any public comments? Seeing no further public comments, we'll be moving down to agenda item agenda item 19A, appointment to fill this former speaker's vacant seat. With that being said, Ms. Williams, would you like to stand up and take the oath? All right. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Michaela Williams, do solemnly swear or affirm.
I, Michaela Williams, do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Institution of the Associated Students.
Constitution.
Oh, Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental
reservation
or
purpose of evasion.
purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
On which I'm about to enter.
At which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations. Moving up to agenda item 12E, appointment of the Senate parliamentarian. All right, so this was an exceptionally competitive process, and I want to thank all of the candidates who applied and took time to interview. I was very impressed by the level of thought, preparation, and commitment demonstrated by each applicant. Speaker Pro Tempore Evans and I had a tremendously difficult time selecting a candidate, and unfortunately, we can only select one. After a thorough application and interview process, I am proud to nominate Senator Faith Strabala of the College of Liberal Arts to serve in this role. Senator Strabala distinguished herself through her strong focus on accessibility and her strong passion for education, two qualities that are essential in ensuring that parliamentary procedure is not only upheld, but understood and accessible to all members of this body. Furthermore, through her interview, she has demonstrated strong leadership qualities that distinguished her from other candidates. I am confident that she will bring clarity, integrity, and a collaborative spirit to this position. With that being said, I am now seeking a motion to appoint Senator Strabala to the position of parliamentarian.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Bears. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Castro. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy? That being said, Senator Strabala, congratulations. Moving up to agenda item 8, reports of ASU and officers. So President Moss, do you have a report?
I do. Alrighty. Good evening, everybody. Very happy to be here tonight. Very interesting being on this side of the table again, but happy nonetheless to be here. I hope you all are doing well as we head into the last couple weeks of the semester. I hope finals or getting ready for finals is treating you well. Just a little bit of a report tonight. Vice President Calderon and I have been conducting cabinet director interviews for the last few weeks, and we're working on getting our executive nominations prepared for Senate confirmation. We are excited to have a few nominees on the floor tonight and more to come in the next few weeks. I also have been working closely with Senior Associate Director Amy Kokas and Vice President Calderon to begin formulating the budget for this incoming fiscal year. That budget, along with its supporting documents, will appear on the agenda for first reading and referral to committee at next week's Senate meeting, so please keep your eye out for that. And then earlier this week, Vice President Calderon and I attended our first meeting of the Student Leadership Alliance. With President Sandoval and other members of his leadership team, that includes the Provost, Dr. Speed, and the Dean of the Graduate School, and other officers from GSA. This was mainly to introduce ourselves in our official capacities and our roles, and talk about the year ahead and how we can be partners in the work that we do for our students. If you ever have an issue or a matter that you would like us to talk to with President Sandoval during these meetings, please always feel free to let myself or Vice President Calderon know so that we can bring it up at the next Student Leadership Alliance meeting. We'd love to hear about the issues that are going on with our students. We'd love to bring those to President Sandoval's attention as well. Also on Monday, Vice President Calderon and I attended the topping ceremony for the Field House. I'll let Vice President Calderon speak more on that, but it was an amazing event to attend and a great opportunity for to see how our university is growing and how it's expanding. I also attended the Riverwalk District Board meeting today to introduce myself and see what kind of work and discussion is going on with our local community and small businesses. And I look forward to the opportunities we will have to collaborate, especially coming this next month. And that is all I have for you all at this time. But if you have any questions, feel free to let me know. You can always email me or Teams me.
Does anyone have any questions for President Moss?
Thank you.
Vice President Calderon, do you have a report?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Vice President Calderon for the record. Good evening. I hope you guys are all having a great week. Over the past 2 weeks, President Moss and I have been super busy conducting cabinet interviews. We've successfully filled four of our positions, and we are incredibly excited to introduce them tonight. This past Monday, President Moss and I had the opportunity to sit down with President Sandoval. Very, very, very productive conversation. We shared introductions and outlined our primary goals for the year. Great opportunity to sit down with him. Like President Moss just said, if you guys ever have any concerns, any problems that you want us to address in one-on-one capacity with President Sandoval, please let us know. We'd be more than happy to act as a liaison on your guys' behalf, on our students' behalf. Also on Monday, President Moss, Senator Lawson, former Speaker Ackland, and I attended the final beam raising and tree topping ceremony for the new fieldhouse. It's a very special moment to sign the final beam and celebrate the incredible progress of our athletics department. I'm extremely excited to continue working with them. And as far as athletics, President Moss and I tomorrow will be attending a walkthrough for the Wolfies. If you guys don't know what the Wolfies are, they're essentially the Grammys for our athletic department. Me and President Moss are going to be giving an award out at the award show, so we're super excited for that. I'm extremely excited to continue our collaboration with our athletic department. I can't wait for the future with them. On a personal note, this Saturday I will be participating in the Reno Half Marathon at 8 a.m. So if anyone else is running in any of the races, I'm excited to see you guys out there. Wait at the finish line so I can get a look at you. Anybody? No, going once, going twice, all right, airball. And then finally, this session I'm going to end my reports with fun facts. And today's fun fact is the world's longest concert lasted 437 hours, 54 minutes, and 40 seconds. Thank you, guys. Any questions? Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're back, Dylan? All right. Skipping down to my report. I don't have much to report. So upon the conclusion of this meeting, we'll be beginning our first outreach period. We should have spoken to all of y'all about what outreach is, but basically every 2 weeks you have to complete 4 hours of either meeting with your constituents, other ASUN officers, CSE staff, or volunteering at events or writing legislation. I will be sending out as well my bookings page for one-on-one check-ins with every single one of you upon the conclusion of this meeting as well. So that way we can talk about sort of what outreach looks like, how what sorts of projects you're working on, and how Senate leadership can assist you in that process. Furthermore, I've updated we have a brand new legislation tracker in the Nevada box. So that's where you just put down legislation that you are either brainstorming or currently writing, and you just update it continuously as it goes through the legislative process. Again, if you have any questions about that, please feel free to reach out to me. And lastly, in the Teams, I put in the list of all the Senate committees. So one of the last things we're gonna do in this meeting is to have everyone be placed on committees so that way we can, you know, actually do things, right? And have our committees meet. So please refer to the list of committees to identify which two committees you want to stand on for your minimum requirements. That's it so far. Does anyone have any questions at this time? Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, if you're a chair and you're sitting on oversight in your committee, do you submit to join another committee?
You do not know. Any other questions at this time? Seeing no further questions, we'll be moving down to Agenda Item 9, Reports of the Senate Committees. Senator Dubell, do you have a report?
I do have a report. Senator Dubell, for the record. The other day, I met with Maureen McBride, where we discussed some different ways that our committee should be about them over at the Children and Writing Center. And next week, Thursday at 10:30 a.m., I will be meeting with Dean Kennedy to discuss the same thing. So if anyone who joins the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs would like to come, please just shoot me an email or shoot me a message. It would be very enlightening.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Dubell this time? Seeing none, moving down to Budget and Finance. Senator Blossom, do you have a report?
Yeah, I've got a short report. Nothing special. Once we assign committees, create a group chat, when it meets, we'll get meetings going pretty soon. And then I would like to start working on my intramural fields piece. So I'll be joined by my committee. Look forward to working on that. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Senator Lawson at this time? All right. Senator Radke, do you have a report? Does anyone have any questions for Senator Radke? All right. Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, do you have a report?
No report this time.
All right, moving down, onto me. Not much besides what I already told all of y'all, but just in the meantime, my priorities have just been getting, you know, our house in order, just kind of setting up the Nevada box. Again, I'll have those one-on-one meetings with all of y'all, but in the meantime, hopefully by Friday, everything in the box will be set up. So we'll have the outreach form in there as well. So as you complete your outreach, update that as you go. And also with regard to outreach, I will be reverting back to our old outreach form instead of doing President Moss, what did you use for outreach again?
President Moss, for the record, Microsoft Forms?
Yeah, we will not be using Microsoft Forms. We will be going back to the old Excel setup because that was, as I've heard from many of the senators from the 93rd, it was a lot more accessible. So that's about it for me. Does anyone have any questions? Alrighty. Moving up to agenda item 7, receipts of petitions and correspondence to the Senate. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7A through D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those receipts have been approved. All right. I forgot the Secretary's office. Agenda item 10, reports of the Senate Secretaries. Do you have a report at this time?
Just two quick things. If you need a new name tag, if you need a name tag at all, or a revised name tag, just come up to me after the meeting so I can get a list of everybody to make sure it matches ours. And to the senators who are sitting at the far end of the table, please speak up. It is kind of hard to catch you on the recording, so I just want to let that be out there because it's the start of the session.
Thank you. And just to kind of add on to that, when you do speak, please use your microphone, press and hold the button, and also please say Senator, then your last name for the record before you speak. It makes their job a lot easier. All right. Moving on to agenda item 11, motions for fast track appointments. I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 11A through D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Kane. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those appointments have been fast tracked. All right. Moving down to agenda item 12, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. We'll begin with the nominee for Chief Justice, Ms. Emma Silvera. I'll give you a presentation ready.
Can you read our memo?
Oh, yes.
Well,
while they're
getting ready for the presentation. Okay. Hi, everybody. President Moss, for the record, we have memos, as is tradition, to read before our nominee presents. So for Ms. Silvera, we are excited to be nominating Emma Silvera tonight for Chief Justice. Emma is a true member of the Wolfpack and has been a dedicated member of ASUN for the last couple years. In her time here, she has served as a judicial intern, associate justice, and currently serves as the senior associate justice of our judicial council. Emma has a decorated track record of serving our students in the judicial branch and beyond, and is motivated to continue that service as our Chief Justice. She will work tirelessly to make the judicial branch efficient, effective, and transparent, and not only for ASUN, but for all of our students as well. Thank you, and enjoy her presentation.
All right, you have 5 minutes to present, and then it'll be followed by 5 minutes of questioning and unlimited debate. So begin whenever you're ready.
Perfect. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Emma Silvera-Franco, and I'm going to upload this to the box once I have access. There's a phonetic pronunciation of my last name, so in case anyone needs a refresher. But I know some of you already know me, but for those new faces here, I'm going to do a quick introduction of myself, and then I'm going to run down my goals for Chief Justice, and then talk about the internship a little bit. And okay, so a little bit about me. I am a junior studying criminal justice, Spanish, and political science, and I've maintained a 3.9 GPA. Currently, I'm a student worker for the Office of Government and Community Engagement. So we just came off the legislative session, lobbying for the university, and are prepping up for next year. I love to read. I'm currently working my way through John Claus, which is hefty. And Taylor Swift and Harry Styles are my parents, of course. If you know me. Okay, so my time at Judicial Council, I was the intern as a freshman in 2023, and at the end of that session in 2024, I won Judicial Intern of the Year. This was the former Senior Associate Justice, Nathan Noble, if anyone remembers him. And just last year, I was appointed as an Associate Justice, where I won Associate Justice of the Year. There's our wonderful and lovely Brina. I'm going to miss her dearly. In my time in ASUN, I've gone to the retreats, won the 50 District Council, and worked on those leadership skills through the various trainings we have to go through. So just wanted to shout out those retreats. Next, some of my experience as to why I'm qualified to lead the Judicial Council. I have been a Nevada Fit Advisor for the past 2 years. I'm going to come back again this summer. This was my very first picture, and if we see here, we have Senator Zion. He was my child before he was a senator on this table. And just last year, my teeny tiny group, but we have fun, and I'm an advisor support, which means I also take care of the advisors, not only the kids. Through this role, I have just grown so much in my leadership skills, and I just love this so much. Next, tabling events. I love to be busy. I'm involved in so many on-campus organizations. I'm the vice president of PAD with our speaker, Isa, and then I'm a new member educator, Luki, and I'm the historian of the Working with Free Law Association. Fun fact, these are taken on the same day. I have my blue t-shirt under that sweatshirt, and I was hopping between tables, so that's how I balance my time. but I love to table, I love being involved, and I love being involved in leadership positions, just so that I can give back and just provide more than just being a member. Perfect. And then just a little bit more about Blue Key, new member education, what that means. It's essentially what I would be doing as the initial, in charge of the initial internship. It is taking care of the new member class of Blue Key members and educating them on the history of Blue Key, what it means to be a member, and then organizing alongside the president, Ms. Anna Barris, with an initiation and then just making sure that they get initiated. This was me being initiated. This was last Friday, we just had this, and then that was the class, my very first class with Senator Williams right here. Just, I know all of you, I love you all. Okay, why I applied for Chief Justice. I love the initial council. I wasn't originally applying for the Senate internship, but I fell so in love during the interview process with the initial council and just everything they stand for, everything that I think she was a senior or just an associate justice was explaining to us, and I've loved it ever since. I love that we are in ASUM, but we're kind of removed, and we do our own thing, and that just works the best, and I just love that so much. I, like I said before, I love to keep growing, and I love to keep being involved in my clubs, and this is the next step for me, as being Senior Associate Justice, Chief Justice is the next step, and so just kind of taking that next step, and motivated to uphold the integrity of the association. I am a huge rule follower. Rules mean a lot to me, and so just being a Chief Justice and being able to uphold that is right up my alley, and I just love that so much. So some of my goals are community education and transparency. So for community, Judicial has been a family. Like Ms. Arneson said in her public comment, we have been a family, we've continued to grow together, and I want to continue to foster that environment and welcoming feeling. Education, I want to continue to educate not only our interns, but also our associate justices. I want to create a digest that is going to be just a summary of the Constitution of the SAS that we can reference, that you guys can reference, because we cannot memorize this with all the changes that are being added. And it'll just be like a quick, this is what this means, so that we can reference it in the future. By doing this, it'll also help educate us on what the Constitution says and what the SAS does, especially as it's being updated regularly. For transparency, obviously I will come in here and do my officer reports, but I will also aim to agendize meetings where possible. This is where it gets a little tricky with privacy, so we can't agendize every meeting, but if I can, I'll agendize most of them. Is that it?
Sorry, that's time.
Perfect.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Senator Barris?
Senator Barris, for the record, thank you so much for your presentation, Ms. Olvera. I only have one question here tonight. How do you handle conflict resolution?
I had a suspicion that you were going to ask that. One of my biggest things is looking at both parties and looking at whether the base of their argument is. And in judicial counsel, we deal with conflict a lot. Most of the times where we will, everyone has a different opinion of how to go about this. And so one of the biggest things is giving everyone the chance to voice their opinions, voice their concerns, and try and get a happy medium where everyone is somewhat satisfied. We can't satisfy everyone all the time. But just kind of having that open conversation and allowing the discourse.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions for the nominee at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll be moving on to a debate period. Ms. Silvera, you are entitled to stay or leave per Nevada revised statutes, but we recommend you leave the meeting. Right. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it may approve the nomination, reject the nomination, or take no action. We should now move into a general debate from the floor. Does anyone have any points of debate at this time? Senator Castor, then Senator Barris.
Is incredibly representative of the diverse peoples of this association and their wills and what they need for this association. She took the time out of her day when she didn't need to, and her sister did as well, to come and really represent ASUN at the Pride Parade last year, and that's incredibly important to me. We spent hours just handing out garments and deodorant and trying to make sure people didn't, you know, get heat stroke and also have a fun time, and she was a major part of that effort, so I strongly recommend her for this position. Thank you.
Senator Barris?
Senator Barris, for the record, I would like to speak on behalf of Ms. Olvera's character. I've worked with her and Wiki Honor Society for the last two semesters. I've served as president for the last year. Emma has an incredibly strong work ethic. She's super kind, has strong integrity. She does things the right way. She doesn't take shortcuts, and that's one thing I really admire about Emma. And I have no doubt in my mind she will succeed and uphold the integrity of the association and uphold our constituting documents well. So I'm going to vote yes for Ms. Olvera tonight.
Parliamentarian Strabala.
Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record. Emma has been my mentor as a judicial intern for the past year. I would just like to speak of her incredible character, her kindness, and her ability to be the best internship coordinator. Emma is one of those people who will go above and beyond for literally anyone. I've called her at 3 a.m. multiple times for stupid, minute things and very, very important things. And she's picked up every time or messaged me in the morning very urgently, calling me back. She is just one of those people who is kind and caring and is always going to be there for every single one of those people. And I have 100% confidence in her to be Chief Justice. Thank you.
Do we have any other points of debate or discussion at this time? All right, seeing none. We'll be moving on to a vote for the nomination of Ms. Emma Silvera to the position of Chief Justice of the Judicial Council. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. With that being said, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. Moving down to agenda item 12B, Director of Government Affairs, please give me a moment as I get Izzy's presentation.
Number two. We are extremely excited to present the nomination of Izzy Hatch to the position of Government Affairs, a Director of Government Affairs. Izzy has a deep passion for the work of the Department of Government Affairs and has served the department very well over the last 2 years. Starting out as an intern, she gained in-depth knowledge of the inner workings of the department and how to advocate for students when it comes to impactful policy. She has also served as assistant director and director of the 93rd session. In her work, she has proven to be a thoughtful and diligent public servant that will work hard to advocate for all of our students throughout the 94th.
Same as with the last presentation, you have 5 minutes to present, then we'll have 5 minutes of questioning and then unlimited debate. You may begin whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm Isabel Hatch, for any of you that I haven't quite met yet. And I'm currently serving as the Director of Government Affairs for the 93rd session, and I'm hoping to serve once again during the 94th. If you would like, I'm not going to cover everything that's in my portfolio, just in the interest of time. I'm only going to cover a couple of initiatives, so please feel free to follow along in my portfolio or ask me about questions about it afterwards as well. So to start off with a bit of a background, my name is Isabel Hatch. I'm a current sophomore studying political science and international affairs. I was originally born in Tacoma, Washington, but I was largely raised in Las Vegas. My dad was in the Air Force, so I really connect with anything related to Veterans Affairs here on campus as well. I've been serving as Director of Government Affairs during the 93rd since November 2025. Before that, I was Assistant Director of the Department, and before that, I was an intern during the 92nd session. I was also appointed to the NC Task Force on Power-Based Violence in last September, and worked with ACLU of Nevada's UNR People Power Office Social Media Manager. I was a Liberal Arts Nevada Fit Mentor last fall, and I'm coming back again this fall as an advisor support as well. I also work with the Nevada Career Activists and have spent multiple years working with Three Square, the major food bank that's in Nevada. So, moving on to some major accomplishments during the 93rd. I'm not going to go through everything here, but each of these major accomplishments and initiatives really taught me something about how to best run this department. So, to start off the civic engagement, we held our civic engagement week politically engaged all the time, just occasionally, obviously, a little bit of a nod to Harry Styles. And his new album that came out was and that really taught us that civic engagement does not have to be just red, white, and blue. It can come in many shapes and sizes, and is really most effective when it's creative and innovative. Now, the Legislative Digest, which was done over like the last summer and fall, was really a testament of the department's work when they're working together and we're being transparent about our lobbying efforts. Lobbying definitely comes with a lot of like connotation, and being able to log in on behalf of students definitely should come across differently. And third is the Board of Regents and Financial Wellness. This really taught us that one-on-one relationships with leaders both at the university and the region level are incredibly important to our advocacy, And it's also important to be fully prepared for those meetings so that the department, the press cab, and all of you are all on the same page on where our advocacy is going. So, goals for the 94th. First is to empower students and leaders to speak out, get involved, and use their voices for good. Second is reaffirm dedication to creative, nonpartisan, and forward-facing civic engagement. And third is a prepared approach to the meta legislative session. So like I said, I can only cover a handful of things, so I'm gonna go with my two biggest and favorite initiatives for the fall and the spring. First is Voter Education Month, Hot People Vote. This will be throughout the month of October leading up to the 2026 midterm elections. Each Tuesday before the election, the department will host a Hot People Vote event, and on any other weekday during that week, we'll host some sort of collaborative event. And that means at least 8 governments during the month of October. After the election, we'll hold an event called Hot People Voted and just see how the election went and how that changes the political landscape. Second major initiative is the Nevada legislative session, rooted in preparedness and fully grounded with student opinions and ideals. So this is really focusing on continuing to correspond with legislators, but also knowing that tuition is not gonna get done at the ledge, and the ledge hates funding higher education. So we're really, really focused on making students' lives more affordable in every other sphere. So for that, we're looking mainly at housing, transportation, and groceries to really combat financial insecurity at every single level. Otherwise, please follow up with the CNC's civic engagement survey. You should have gotten an email from Amy Kokas. Please fill out that survey because that is how we know what students care about. And that is really, really important to our work. Having that data and being able to go to the legislators and say, hey, 40% of students rank finances as their number one concern is incredibly impactful. And finally, we're going to ensure all of our officers and interns are trained for the legislative session, and that might look like a fair summer school. So definitely look out for that. TLDR, civic engagement, logging, competent leadership, and a board. Thank you all so much.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time, Senator Barris?
Senator Barris, for the record, I'm really glad to see you back. I remember your appointment the 93rd, and I'm pretty sure you already answered this question, but in case it changed, how do you handle conflict resolution?
I kind of have two ways of looking at conflict resolution. First is like focused and adaptability. Being able to understand everyone's point of view and really focusing on everyone's point of view in a situation and being able to listen to everyone with an open mind. The first side of the story that you hear should not be the end all be all, and so focusing on that is really important. Second, one of my big things about conflict resolution is making sure that the resolution actually sticks. So just because if I had an argument with my assistant director and the issue itself is resolved, a lot of that tension doesn't just go away. And so making sure that that really is resolved fully is really important.
Thank you.
Do you have other questions at this time, Senator Price?
Thank you for your presentation. I really enjoyed it. I just wanted to ask, just because this is an issue that's really near and dear to me, when it comes to addressing housing insecurity. I know last legislative session there was a bill passed about a rent cap that would actually impact a lot of students like us at this university. And so it unfortunately was vetoed, and so I was just wondering, would you ever consider going back to advocate for that bill, and what would you do to go about advocating for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of my pain with rent caps is that we spent months advocating for this, talking behind the scenes with legislators, and then it got vetoed. So you put in all this work, and then the governor decides that actually I don't care. And that's fine, but depending on who the governor ends up being, will change our strategy for this, right? So we still have a fully open and thoughtful Democrat House and Senate majority, then it will be more likely that we can get something that's a little bit more progressive, like a red cap, passed. Because of the nonpartisan nature of our department, we really try to go after the policies that are going to be the most effective for students. So if we know that we're going to spend months on this bill and then get it vetoed again, we might have to go for a different strategy on how to decrease housing costs for students. And for everyone in Reno and everyone in Nevada, I would love to go back and really, really address that issue.
Any other questions for the nominee at this time? All right, seeing no further questions, we'll be moving on to a general debate. Per Nevada revised statutes, you are entitled to stay, but we recommend you leave. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. The body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominations, reject the nominations, or take no action. Do we have any points of discussion or debate at this time? Senator Radke and Senator Price.
During this time, not only was she very hardworking and understanding to what I needed, but she also showed true passion for the affairs and the issues that she's really working towards. So for that reason, I'll be voting this today.
Senator Price.
Senator Price, for the record, I was looking for a very particular answer when it came to that question. I think she answered it beautifully. I was hoping that she was going to say she was going to go back to the legislature and advocate. I think that really parrots the honors pillar of resilience that we have, and so on behalf of the Honors College, I'll be voting yes.
Senator Jamona Wilbur.
Senator Jamona Wilbur, for the record, I just wanted to speak in full support of Ms. Hatch. I have the privilege of being a Gulf Board intern this past session and got to see her work firsthand as both director and AV, and see a lot of good work get done, even while there was only three people in the department. I can truly say that there is no better fit for director of Gulf Affairs.
Do you have any other points of discussion at this time? Right. Seeing no further points of discussion, we'll be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully
discharge the duties
of the office on which I am about to enter.
Moving down to agenda item 12C, Director of Programming. Please wait until I get that presentation set up.
Am I allowed to read that? Beautiful.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Again, President Moss for the record. Just reading out a quick memo for Antonio Munoz. We are excited and happy to be nominating Antonio Munoz today for the position of Director of Event Programming. Antonio has proved himself to be an extremely hard worker and focused leader when it comes to the planning and executing of large-scale events that serve the Wolfpack. Having served as an intern in the 93rd and being awarded Intern of the Year, Antonio is prepared and ready to take on this role and execute the department's duties and initiatives for the 94th session. Thank you.
Like with the other nominees, you'll have 5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning, then unlimited debate. You may begin whenever you are ready.
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Antonio Munoz, or as I'd like to say, hello everyone. My name is Antonio Munoz. Nice to meet you all. Thank you guys for having me today. Let's get started. A little bit about me. I am an upcoming sophomore majoring in biology with a minor in business administration. I am a part of the Honors College as well as the TRIO STEM program and the Golden Scholars program. And then three little fun facts about me. I am the paternal twin. I do have a twin sister. I have a golden retriever named Pinello on the left, on my left, your right is right. And I was born and raised in Reno, Nevada. I graduated from Spanish Springs High School. Go Cougars, obviously, I represent. And then my experience. Okay, a little bit about me. During my time at Spanish Springs High School, I served as the student body president in my student council, where I led initiatives and helped better the student body as a whole. I was recognized as a National Distinguished Student Leader by the National Association of Student Councils. And that's a little bit my student council side. That's my twin sister, Ashley, behind me. And then during the 93rd session, I served as an event programming intern, where I was recognized for Intern of the Year. I did work with my lovely director, Raylan Krintz, and my programmers. They were amazing. I love them all dearly. And during my time, I helped plan Pack the KC, which was an event toward students during the winter time, designated for helping them study towards finals, as well as Nuggets of Gold, which helped feed lots of students during that time. I also played a vital role with Drag Show. I helped assist our drag queens, Zafira Pistel, and I'm hoping to bring that show back in the next session. My goals for the 94th, I'm going to bring the sponsor back in the fall. I want to build a stronger department within my position, and I want to bring back, I want to make events better, bigger, better, make more students happy, make kids have fun. That's the goal. And I want to work for our PR department and get more marketing out there, because we're honestly not getting numbers. I'm going to be for real. These events we need more people to show up. If you guys want to take a look at my portfolio, you can scan that QR code. It's a lot more detailed with all my department goals, all my everything. You guys want to scan that? And if you have any questions, thank you guys.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record, I have one question for you tonight. How would you ensure event programming reflects the diversity of the entire student body, not just the most visible groups?
Ooh, that's a great question. Thank you, Senator Barris. I believe that representation really matters within the student body, and making them accessible to all with the help of PR could be a great way of bringing more students to more events. Could you restate the question as well?
Yes, I can. So the one question I have for you tonight, how would you ensure that event programming reflects the diversity of the entire student body, not just the most visible groups?
I think with the help of my programmers, who I hope to employ, and my assistant directors, I will do a great job at representing the student body as a whole.
Thank you.
Parliamentarian Strabala.
Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record, I just have one question. How do you intend on getting people to attend your events outside of marketing, and how do you believe students are able to participate?
Thank you for the question, Parliamentarian Strabala. I believe by, honestly, like with our Nuggets of Gold event, it was an event, the event was planned at a time where meat wasn't going to be able to be eaten, so we had a lot of students that weren't going to be able to feed those chicken nuggets. So we ended up going out into the student body outside of KC, handing out food, letting them know that an event was happening inside the KC Rotunda. And I think just by speaking to students, making sure that they know what's going on campus, because most of the time students aren't aware of what's happening on campus. And I believe that just being able to have open communication is a great way of getting students to events.
Any other points of discussion at this time, Senator Price? Or sorry, question, sorry, not discussion.
Thank you so much for your presentation. I'm actually looking at your portfolio right now. I really appreciate a good timeline. I think I looked at that thing a number of times while I was a programmer, but my question to you is, what experience do you have outside of ASUN that you think would make you qualified to be a director?
Yes. I would say my sales associate job. I am a lead sales associate at Orson Roots Fitness Fish Springs, where I help lead a team of sales associates, and we help promote our fitness studio. So if you feel need to hit the gym, feel free to ask me. I'll book you in for a free intro class. No worries.
Parliamentarian Strabala.
I have one more question, sorry. Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record. What is your vision overall for the internship program?
Yes. I believe my vision for the internship program is open communication. I feel like without open communication, students are heard, our interns aren't seen, or represented, honestly. I felt like, well, at least especially for me, during my internship, I felt like I was putting in a lot of work towards achieving my goals within the internship, and I felt like some of my other peers weren't as putting in as much work as myself, so I felt like they needed some support as well, so I tried to help them out whenever I can. So I really want to have a good connection with my interns, because I feel like the interns really do set up programming. They are our students at the end of the day.
Any other questions, Senator Horvath, then Senator Price?
Senator Horvath, for the record, so would you be interested in working with your students to help advertise campus events, to give them a chance?
Of course, anytime. You guys are more than welcome to. Ask any questions.
Senator Price?
All right, and then just another question. In regards to the budget, how do you go about like allocating different budgets for different things?
Yeah, I think with the help of my assistant director of budget, I think that'd be a great way of setting up a budget for our events. I've actually worked on a couple budgets during my internship within PAC-KC and Nuggets of Gold, so I think I've looked at that as well. Assistant Director Graydon Dial also played a vital role with setting up our system last session, and I believe that we'll be following a similar way of leading our monetary influence within the association.
All right. I'll be accepting one more question because of time constraints. Do we have any more questions at this time? Seeing no further questions, we'll now move on to a general debate. You may stay or leave the room, but we recommend that you leave per the Nevada Revised Statutes. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it may approve the nominations, reject the nominations, or take no action. We should now move on to a general debate from the floor. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Price.
All right, Senator Price, for the record, I just feel like I have to speak on this just having gotten out of the programming department. I will say I was just a little bit concerned at first with like the qualifications. I think intern to director is a really big jump, but if this were anyone else, I think it would be a problem, but Antonio has proven throughout the internship program that he can be very coachable. I think he's got a whole community of support behind him when it comes to planning all the events that our students know and love. Which is why I'll be voting yes on today.
Do we have any other points of debate on the floor? Going once, going twice. All right, seeing no further points of debate, we'll now be moving on to a vote for the nominee. All those in favor of Antonio Munez for Director of Programming, please designate by saying aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Okay, did you have an answer? Aye, say your name.
I am Toby Munoz.
Do solemnly swear or affirm?
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office on which I am about to enter.
Of the office of which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Moving down to agenda item 12D, approval of the Director of Ethics Compliance. Please give me a moment as I get that presentation ready.
Joe and I are very happy and excited to present the nomination of Andy Sanchez to the Office of Director.
This one.
My bad. We were very happy and excited to present the nomination of Andy Sanchez to the Office of Director of Ethics and Compliance. Andy has worked well in the executive branch as an intern, gaining in-depth knowledge of how the association works and how our governing documents function. He brings a fresh new perspective to the role, focused on being a proactive and mindful resource for every member of the association and acting with intent and impartiality as he serves in the 94th. Thank you.
The other nominees, you'll have 5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning, then an unlimited debate portion. You may begin whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Andy Sanchez. I'm a sophomore biology major here at UNR. I'm originally from Vegas. And let's get started. Okay, here's my portfolio. I know we have a short amount of time, so if you guys want to scan that really quick, that'd be great. Like I said, I'm studying biology here at UNR, and in the 93rd session, I was an executive branch intern, and then later placed in the Department of Sustainability. I'm also a part of Greek Life here on campus. I'm a member of Alpha Tau Omega, and I hold the position of treasurer, so I'm in charge of the fraternity's finances. In terms of work, I'm a medical assistant scribe at the Spine Institute of Nevada. Back at home. Like I said, born and raised in Vegas, and my hobbies are golf, movies, and spending time with my family. And to continue, I don't know why the first image is full up, but the second image is my puppy, that's my English Bulldog Ace, and then that's just the picture of the ATO house, and then I also like hanging out with friends. Okay, my experience with ASUN. So my journey with ASUN started in my freshman year, not being involved, but purely just hearing about the position of Director of Ethics and Compliance from another member in my fraternity, Caleb Oster. He's not only my friend, but a great mentor for me. He's definitely influenced my decision to come here, try this out, and hopefully move forward with it. And then after Caleb, the next director was Trip Evans, also another close friend of mine. He's done a great job of mentoring me and helping me out as well. But when I became an intern in the 93rd session, my curiosity really did turn into conviction. I knew I wanted to do more in the association, purely because I see how close everybody is and how tight-knit you guys work together. I really appreciate that and respect all of you for that, purely for the betterment of our university. And a little short story as well, when I was an intern, I decided to run for a Senate seat as well for the College of Science. Unfortunately, that didn't work out, but I do want to let you guys know that didn't discourage me from doing anything or moving forward. I knew my intent was to give back to the community I'm a part of, and I would greatly appreciate that. And yeah, let's move on. And then this is my vision for this role. I have three pillars for this. And beginning with education, I don't plan on intending to move forward punitively. I believe in education and how that could advance you as a person and a student and a representative in ASUN. Having experience teaching a sixth grade environmental science course at Swell Middle School really brought home to me how being a teacher could influence people around you, not even as an older figure in the classroom, but somebody who could guide younger students along their process of being a student, I think is really important, and again, teaching and not necessarily punishing. And then secondly, holding people accountable, but also being fair at the same time. This position really did stand out to me because how could I hold anybody else accountable if it doesn't start with me? I feel like I do wake up every morning, hold myself accountable and say, hey, let's work hard, let's move forward, let's get the job done. And I feel like if it starts with me, I could hopefully influence that upon all the representatives in the association. And lastly, I'm all in for the university. Like I said, I ran for Senate. I was an intern. Obviously, that didn't work out, but again, I wasn't discouraged. And I would love to be a part of the family. And lastly, my commitment to the university starts with education and not enforcement. I'll lead with an open door and an open mind, and the belief that we are always working better together rather than separately. And my goal is to be a director who teaches, supports, and holds the association to the highest standard possible, and someone every senator and student can trust. With that being said, I think that's about it. So thank you.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Senator Barris and Senator Price.
Senator Barris, for the record, thank you so much for your presentation. My one question is, how do you plan to maintain being impartial when advising opinions for the president, vice president, or senators concerning the law, legislation, or any other act given by the association?
Regardless of who's involved, and I appreciate the question, by the way, because obviously impartiality is a massive part of this position, but whoever is involved in any given situation, the standards, the letter of the law, I abide by the SAS, and obviously as I go, along with the position, I plan to educate myself as long as you guys, and rather than getting to a point of where I would have to step in, I'd rather be involved and activated with you guys and educate you prior to something happening. Obviously, that'd be ideal. But yeah, I always know, like, I want to be proactive and not necessarily punitive, and in terms of impartiality, I go by the letter of the law for sure. It doesn't really matter if you're my friend or not, unfortunately. I have to fulfill a certain job, and that's what I'm willing to do.
Thank you.
Senator Price and Senator Lawson.
Right, Senator Price, for the record, I really appreciated your presentation today. One of the biggest things that you deal with as Director of Ethics and Compliance is Nevada Open Meeting Law. And even last session, we just had a few issues with that, and it resulted in a few meetings being canceled. Can you walk me through what the different components of Nevada Open Meeting Law are? And bonus points, if you're able to tell me what the four physical posting locations are for agendas.
So I could not tell you the physical posting locations right now.
I didn't know.
In terms of making sure in Nevada Open Meeting Law, because my understanding is it's just an outline of like public meetings, it's involving not only the professional staff, but the CSC as well. Obviously, that they're not a shortcut, they're a resource. And every decision I make, I plan to abide with them and hopefully comply with them. But yeah, obviously I'm still growing and learning, but hopefully, knowing my resources, I'm able to go take the right avenue, whatever that is. So,
thank you.
All right, Senator Lawson and Senator Saporito.
Senator Lawson, thank you for your presentation. I wanted to ask you, how is being mentored by the previous two people to hold the position prepared you to run for the position?
Knowing the previous two people, honestly, even through a duration of time that I've known them, it's helped me build a culture. Just knowing their personality and the way they carry themselves is extremely important. I hold them both in very high regard and have high respect for the both of them, and then hold myself to the same standard they did as director of ethics and compliance as well. So,
thank you.
Senator Saporito, do you have a question?
I have my time.
Right, Senator Schirschel and Senator Strabala.
I haven't read the SAS in full, but I am familiar with chapter 002 and 003 that is purely working with the code of ethics is in 002 and then code of compliance is 003. And something I really did take away from that one being how somebody working with, first of all, ethics, I want to be optimistic and open-minded. My values may be different than yours, but we all have to respect each other, and not only that, be kind. And then moreover, with compliance, that's where more I'll be taking a more direct approach and hopefully complying with the SAS completely. So, yeah, thank you.
Parliamentarian Strabala.
Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record. As the Director of Ethics and Compliance, what guides your moral compass and how will you apply this as director?
I would say my mom. My mom has really helped me build my moral compass growing up. I'm also a religious person. I went to Catholic school my whole life, and believing in a higher power is something that really helps guide my day. Knowing that somebody's always watching over me is something that I hold close to my heart, especially when dealing with stuff like ethics and compliance, for sure. And a little kind of everyday experience that I have is, as the treasurer of my fraternity, I have to hold everybody accountable, which is obviously very difficult, especially when dealing with finances, because that's not the easiest conversation to have with everybody. But again, you want to remain respectful and stay 10 toes down. Just remember your family, remember your home, remember your faith, and keep a good head on your shoulders, and you'll be just fine.
Unfortunately, that's time. I did have one more question from another senator. I would like to remind this body that you do have the ability to extend questioning or debate at any time. So if you would like to make that motion.
Senator Castro, for the record, I motion to extend debate by 2 minutes. I motion to extend questioning by 2 minutes through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Churchill. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, questioning has been extended by 2 minutes. All right, Senator Wilson.
Senator Wilson, for the record, great presentation, by the way. But your main goal as a director is to teach. How are you going to go about making sure that everyone in the association is up to date on the rules and go about just making sure that?
I simply think it's a matter of being involved. And not only that, making sure I'm educated on the things I need to be educated on as well. And obviously that being the SAS. But yes, so being educated and being involved with you guys, getting to know you guys, and hopefully also becoming friends with you guys, build a good environment here.
Do you have any questions, Senator Price?
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify really quick. From my question earlier, there is actually just the one hosting location. I know I said that there was four, but there is just the one. So I apologize for that lapse of knowledge on my part.
Yeah, no worries.
Any other questions at this time? We have one more minute. All right, seeing no further questions, we shall move on to a general debate. Per Nevada revised statutes, you are entitled to stay, but we recommend that you leave. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principle under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it may approve the nominations, reject the nomination, or take no action. We should now go into a general debate from the floor. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Churchill.
Senator Churchill, for the record, I know Senator Horvath will agree with me when I say this, but I know it can be really hard when you get shot down for a Senate position. I think it's really commendable that he's continuing to further his career within A2N, and I'm really excited for him to be the Director of Ethics and Compliance if he is appointed tonight.
Senator Wilson.
Senator Wilson, for the record, Andy introduced me to ASUN, and although he might lack some experience in some eyes, I think he holds the conviction and motivation to really fulfill the position, and I think he's 100% the correct fit.
Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, for the record. I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with Mr. Sanchez and the Association for close to a year now, and has really shown me his incredible leadership, work ethics, and drive to work for students and for the betterment of the university. From his presentation, I really liked his view on educating, not punishing, to ensure that we can find the SAS learning environment, and encouraging everyone to grow rather than being scared of messing up. So for that, I'll maybe just vote for Mr. Sanchez.
Senator Zuniga.
Senator Zuniga, for the record, just on that same topic of resilience, as an individual who knows Andy personally, I can speak to his resilience and his willingness to learn and understand. Like Senator Wilson was saying, he may lack certain experience, but his willingness to learn and understand kind of outweighs all of that in my personal opinion, and he will do everything in his power to make sure that he's doing his job to the greatest of his abilities.
Parliamentarian Strabala.
Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record. It would be undutiful for me not to mention that I think that while Andy is a very excitable candidate, I think it's kind of odd that someone like Rhea Arneson, who was the previous Chief Justice, was not chosen for this
position, and while we don't know what happened in the room, I think that someone with far more experience and someone who's read the entirety of the class would, you know, be more suitable for the position, and I think that's a little bit concerning that he hasn't read the entirety of these class, and his response to my ethics question was a bit dodgy. So that's my only thoughts.
Speaker pro tempore Evans and Senator Price.
Hi, everybody. I've known Mr. Sanchez for a couple months now. I think it's he's a very cool guy to be around, which I think is very important for someone to be director of ethics and compliance, to both have the capacity to rule on things like the SAS, but also be like a personable figure. And another thing I want to mention, since Parliamentarian Strabala brought it up, I'm not gonna like take into the account that like the whole thing with Rena Arneson applying for this or not. I spoke to her about this previously. I wasn't gonna bring this up, but since it was brought up before, she didn't give public comment about it. This is a thing with the executive branch that's not any of my business. As long as they're cool with it and there's nothing really crazy going on, I don't really want to get involved with it that much. So.
All right. Does the body give permission for Luis to speak?
Yes.
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 Dear senators, I think you need to focus on the candidate that's presented to you and remain on the conversation at the topic.
Senator Price?
I yield back my time.
Do we have any other points of debate at this time? Oh, sorry, Senator Horvath?
Senator Horvath, for the record, just want to say I completely agree with you, Senator Sherschel. I did like his presentation, and I am leaning towards voting yes today.
Any other points of discussion at this time? Going once, going twice. Seeing no further points of discussion, we'll be moving on to a vote for the nominee. All those in favor of confirming Andy Sanchez as Director of Ethics and Compliance, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy? Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Swear
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office on which I'm about to enter.
Of the office in which I'm about to enter.
Moving down to agenda item 12F, the senator will now be electing committee chair for the committee on IDEA. If you recall from our convening meeting, you make nominations. Self-nominations are also accepted. So, yeah, nominations do not need a second. Self-nominations are welcome. To nominate, please use the phrase, I nominate the Senator blank to be the chair of the Senate Committee on blank. On up to the nominations from the floor of the Senate Committee on IDEA. Senator Radke.
I nominate John Castro from the College of Legal Arts for the chair of IDEA.
Senator Castro, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Do we have any other nominations at this time? Nominations are now in order. Seeing no further nominations, Senator Kasher from the College of Liberal Arts has been placed into nomination. I will now give your presentation up momentarily. So with committee chairs, we'll be doing 3 minutes for presentations, followed by 5 minutes for questions, and then unlimited debate. You may begin whenever you're ready.
Let's get started. I'm a first generation student and American. My entirety of my mother's side of the family immigrated here from Colombia in the 70s and 80s. I'm also Latinx, and I'm the youngest of three siblings. Up in the pictures, you can see my dog, Nikisa. She's very strange. Love her anyways. These are my parents. It's my graduation ceremony. So I'm also a poli-sci, international affairs major at the College of Liberal Arts. And for hobbies, I love cycling. Cycled 3 miles this morning. Formula One, if you know, you know, and malicious Canva usage. If you see these pictures, you'll recognize some of the senators at the table. I like turning senators into fruit. I think it's fun. Anyways, let's move on to experience. First off, I was the previous chair of the Canadian IDEA for the 93rd session. And something that entailed means I know how to agendize for the committee, I know about the liaisons, and I know the really unique challenges that the committee faces when it comes to participation and communication. I'm also a student liaison for the DEI committee for the College of Liberal Arts, which means myself and other department chairs from every department within the College of Liberal Arts comes together to review both funding requests and concerns we have regarding the college and their practicing of DEI. I also sit as a student member on the committees or the college's committee of ADA, which controls and basically adheres to how we go about adhering to the Americans with Disabilities Act. I also did speech and debate. That's kind of boring. I'm going to skip past that for the sake of time. Here's some pieces of legislation on the screen that can show you exactly what we did within the committee last year. And finally, some goals. Really want to get early participation for the committee because last year we struggled with membership. We also want to formally codify all of our liaisons within SAS, and we want to continue collaborating with groups like LSAB, the Office of DEI, and follow through with some previous initiatives. Here's why you should join IDEA. We have a wide variety of liaisons. So I'm going to play a little game real quick here. Tell me, raise your hand in the room if you come from a working class family or you know someone who comes from a working class family. Oh, it's almost like that's almost all of you. Raise your hand if you're someone who knows somebody or has a physical disability or a learning disability. Oh, wow. Raise your hand if you are a woman or you know a woman. This should be very easy. You all, regardless of your race, your religion, or your creed, come from diverse backgrounds, and this just testified to it. If you want to continue protecting the rights of individuals like yourselves and the people you know, it's important that you mobilize and join the Committee on IDEA, considering that our main goal is to continue ensuring that everyone has equal access to education. So really, you should do that. Also, here's some legislation that we've done in the past and current. Just if you mind. Sorry, I set a timer too. Is that all time?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
There we go. It's
right on. All right. Thank you very much for the presentation. We'll now be moving on to a question period. Does anyone have any questions for the nominee at this time? Senator Barris, Senator Lawson.
Senator Barris, for the record, my only question is for you. What do you love most about the committee right now?
Oh my God, that's an amazing question. Thank you, Senator Barris. I have to say that within the Committee of IDEA, I think we're most capable of extending love and care to students. Every committee is capable of very unique things, but when we're talking about IDEA, we're talking directly about helping students grow, both in the terms of getting an education and protecting their personal identities. We're really offered the ability to lead with love and mobilize in a way that's created specifically to support students. I really think that we're the activism committee and the bleeding heart committee because if you know about the issues that students or people who have unique identities face, you know that oftentimes these issues aren't easily solved. And therefore, it takes a lot of dedication and care to continue trying to solve them.
Thank you.
Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, seeing as how you were chair in the last session,
yes.
What's something that you weren't able to accomplish in the last session that you will accomplish this session?
Oh, thank you for the question. There's actually a few things. If you don't mind, I'd love to go back to a slide which specifically said some of the goals for the IDEA committee moving forward. First off, there's a continuing problem in the Path to Independence program.
So the Classroom Independence Program cares specifically for students with intellectual learning or disabilities of all ranges. And something that they face particularly is that their enrollment date, which allows them to enroll in classes, is one of the latest enrollment dates possible, meaning that these students are presented with the bottom of the barrel in terms of the classes that this university offers. Additionally, a lot of the classes for PAFT independent students do not offer dual credit to non-PAFT independent students, which means that we are de facto segregating our students with disabilities who choose to go through this program. Something else is I want to continue working with the Office of DEI for the continuation of our collaboration on the Diversity Summit. I'm incredibly privileged to have been given the opportunity this last Friday to present alongside a former sophomore, Senator Mary Green, at the Diversity Summit, where we talked specifically about a lot of the problems that students at this university face in achieving an education that relate to DEI. And then also, we also have to follow through on a lot of these pieces. A lot of these pieces, which we reviewed at the Diversity Summit, you can't tell me where a sign is for the gender-neutral bathroom because there aren't any. You can't talk to me about DEI because now we've named ourselves IDEA. We haven't been able to fully protect undocumented students because of our jurisdiction. And a lot of these pieces, although they're powerful showcases of student opinion, require follow-through. So our number one goal, in my opinion, for this committee this session should be to get boots on the ground and continue advocating for the enactment of our resolution so that we are giving more than words to issues that students care about. So, there, sorry.
Do we have any other questions at this time? No? Seeing no further questions, we'll now move on to a general debate. Per Nevada Revised Statutes, you are entitled to leave, but you are entitled to stay, but we recommend that you leave. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it may approve the nominations, reject the nominations, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time, Senator Lawson?
I move to previous question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Churchill. Is there any dissent? All right, y'all. Seeing no dissent, we'll be now moving on to a vote for the nominee. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. Agenda item 12G, Chair of the Committee on Government Operations. Excuse me one second as I get that presentation set up. Oh, sorry, renominations first, my bad. Forgetting. All right, nominations will be accepted from the floor for the Committee on Government Operations. Nominations do not need a second. Self-nominations are welcomed. To nominate someone, please use the phrase, I nominate the Senator blank to be chair of the Senate Committee on blank. I'll now be accepting nominations on the floor for the Committee on Government Operations. Do we have any nominees at this time, or nominations at this time? Senator Lawson?
Senator Lawson, for the record, I nominate Senator Zuniga for the chair on Committee of GovOps 3
Sir Zuniga, do you accept?
No.
Do we have any nominations at this time, guys? Does the body give permission for Luis to speak?
Yes.
Thank you, Speaker. He said, Senators, this is a great time to step up with your leadership. If you don't have any experience leading a committee, this is the time to do it. You have the skills. Remember, are you process driven? Can you hold each other accountable? What are we gonna do? We're gonna hold each other accountable as a team, as a leadership. And then, can you follow directions? Thank you.
Just to add on to that, I also want to say that we cannot put senators on committees until the chairs have all been selected. So we need to do this tonight, guys. Senator Schirschel?
I have a question, Senator.
Sure.
Can you nominate someone, even if they don't have a presentation?
Yes. Is that all?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Senator Zuniga?
I nominate Senator Zuniga as the business chair of government operations.
Thank you. Nominations tonight, need a second, guys. Right. Senator Castro, did you have your hand up?
I nominate the Honorable Zion Price from the Honors College for the chair of the government operations.
Senator Price, do you accept?
Yes.
All right. Senator Schirschel?
I nominate Senator Schirschel.
Oh, put your hand down. I nominate the Honorable Senator Schirschel from the College of Business for the College of Science.
Y'all.
Sorry.
Form, please. For clarification, if you're going to nominate yourself, just say, I nominate myself to the committee chair on the committee. All right. Do we have any further nominations at this time? Seeing none, the following senators have been placed into nomination. Senator Zuniga, did you go
first? Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. Senator Zuniga from the College of Business, Senator Price from the Honors College, and Senator Schirschel from the College of Science. We'll be beginning. Sorry, y'all. It is, per Nevada revised statutes, you are entitled to leave, but we highly recommend that while other people are presenting their presentation, please exit the room. We'll begin with Senator Zuniga. You can stand up and present or sit down if you want. It doesn't really matter. Go ahead.
Swim coach for Lakers swim team here, which again speaks to my sense of community here, not just at the university, but in the Reno area in general. Sorry. Trying to think of anything I should touch on. I guess that's my time with the vice president of judicial affairs and IFC. There's a lot that goes into that that people don't fully understand. There's a lot of legislation that we go over just as a group of individuals because it's something that gets passed down kind of from generation to generation. So we have to look at legislation, see how it was written and what it was written by. For example, when I most recently looked at our bylaws, there were several errors in there, not even addressing our organization by our given name. Actually, I believe the originators who wrote it took it from the IFC and then copy-pasted it, but they actually didn't end up changing the name in several sections. And then several things in there that just don't apply to us, kind of adapting them and changing them to make them fit what we need for our organization. And then before the end of my term, which will be in May, I intend to run again, but before then, me and Senator Rivers actually intend to rework the entirety of the bylaws and get through them as well. But that's all I have today.
We have to move on to a question period for the nominee. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Zuniga at this time? Senator Saporito, then Senator Espinoza.
Senator Saporito, for the record, I loved your presentation.
House, would you, if you receive a position as chair, would you be interested in going through this task, looking at all the procedures and requirements? And second half of that question is, GovOps is usually the committee that receives the most amount of pieces for senators to go through and edit heavily. Would you be okay with heavily like editing these clerical skills and operations in the committee?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with going through, you know, legislation or going through and editing it. And of course, I would go through the SAS, and I'm fully prepared to do so. As that, in my meeting with Louise done before, or I was coming to the Senate, that's something that we talked about. So the operations is definitely on the table. Obviously, it was my number one choice, but it was something that's still there for me. So that's something that we totally discussed, and I'd be more than willing to pour the majority of my time into. That's kind of what it takes.
Great. Senator Espinoza?
I was not aware that you couldn't do it without a presentation, just in full honesty. Yeah, I didn't know.
Do you have any other questions at this time? Seeing no further questions, we're moving on to the next nominee. Thank you. Like with previous presentations, the presentation should not extend beyond 3 minutes, then we'll have 5 minutes of questioning, then move on to the next nominee. Senator Price, you may begin whenever you want.
All right, hello everyone. You guys have seen me up here before. My name is Senator Price, or Zion Price is my name. I'm a senator for the Honors College. I'm majoring in political science and psychology with a minor in Spanish. So why do I want to be committee chair for Committee on Government Operations? I think that there's some work that we can do surrounding cleaning up our SAS as well as elections. So I'll just go, I guess, from starting with the SAS. Even while I was like researching like job positions as we had confirmations up here, I did notice that the version of the SAS that we have on the ASUN website still has like Attorney General listed as opposed to like Director of Ethics and Compliance. I just think like doing an audit of the SAS and making sure that these things are posted and like made accurate for our students. Just because I do know that we decided to change the position, the name of the position, but it's not reflected to our students on the website. And then secondly, as far as elections are concerned, I think we can do two more things. I know that we don't really like the school down south, but I did observe their election season. And one thing that their like Department of Elections did was like table and actually like give out like treats in like a nonpartisan way, just like encourage students to vote. And while you know, I guess while election season can be you know kind of tense, I think that our directors and our co-directors of elections can be useful in making sure that we're providing better voter education on how to vote for ASU in offices, as well as just like getting people out to vote and incentivizing it a little bit more, rather than I think just this year, I know they were like handing out stickers for the not for the position, but like to encourage people to vote. But I think it would be better to incentivize it a little bit more. Then also more education on how to run.
Senator Price, no incentives. Just make that clarification.
Okay. Yeah.
No incentives for the state.
Gotcha. Okay. So. And then, just to continue on with that, with elections, I think that you shouldn't have to have experience in ASUN or already know somebody in ASUN in order to run a successful campaign. I'll even just go back to the recent campaign that was had. While two of the presidential campaigns were campaigning on primary day, there was one presidential campaign out there that wasn't. I don't think it's that because they didn't want to. I think it's just because there's a lack of education on how to exactly run an ASUN campaign. So maybe if we're holding forums where students can attend and actually do some sort of workshop on here's how to make like a poster that you can hang up around campus and get that approved through scheduling services, or here's how to get your message out and actually like campaign on those important election dates. But yeah, thanks.
Is anyone have any questions for the nominee at this time, Senator Saparita, then Senator Castro.
Senator Saparita, for the record, thank you for the presentation. Have you previously posted agendas before, and if so, can you go through the record?
Guys, this is a really silly question, because I actually just asked a question about the agenda posting. I did get it wrong. I wasn't aware that we had changed the rule as of recent, which is really interesting, because I have posted agendas before, and I did actually get those previous locations right, so it was previously like the KC, Franzen, up here, and then the PSAC, but I am aware that now this is the posting location here, so posting that. I don't have experience actually going into the portal that like committee chairs and directors have to post those agendas. However, I do know that they're supposed to be posted 3 working days by 9 a.m., not including the day of the meeting, as well as it's supposed to have the Zoom link, and it's supposed to have like the date, time, and location. It's supposed to match when like the meeting's actually happening.
Sarah Castro?
It was an issue of concern for me witnessing election season and seeing something which I thought was weird, which was having multiple candidates, say for example for presidency, but having the primary for those candidates before the debate. Is this something, can I just get your opinion on that actually?
Yeah, for sure. Even just like touching on what I said before, I think you should have to have like prior ASUN experience to be able to like know and get your platform out there. I think having a debate with multiple primary candidates other than just the two would be good in aiding candidates that might be outside of the association already to get their platform out there. I think the debate was informative for a lot of students. And so yeah, 100%, I think that I would definitely consider figuring out how we can move debate in order to include all people. I know for the Honors College, we had our own debates, and you know, if we were to have some sort of primary for whatever reason and people were excluded from that, I don't think that would be very fair. And so I don't think that we should be doing that with our presidential campaigns either.
Any other questions for Senator Price at this time? All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
As with the other committee chair debates, or sorry, presentations, you have 3 minutes followed by 5 minutes of questioning. You can begin whenever you want to.
Perfect. Thank you, Speaker Issa. Hi, guys. My name is Brianna Scherzel. Unlike what my name tag says, I am from Fall Designs. Crazy to be standing up here again. In all honesty, I almost did make a presentation for GovOps and then got a little nervous after the last time I presented. But I did run for parliamentarian, and when I was doing that in preparation, I did read the entire 187 pages of the SAS. I've also read some of Robert's rules and about open meeting law, so I do feel confident and prepared in applying for this. Weirdly enough, a big part of GovOps is the SAS, and I think it's really important that that becomes accessible to all of you. Because raise your hand, who has read the entire SAS? All 187 pages. Yeah, that's less than half of us, and it's kind of how we do our jobs. It's the governing document, really, for Senate, and often we're writing a lot of legislation that is affecting what the SAS looks like. Because on top of reading the SAS, I did read all of the SAS audits, the like 500 of them that Speaker Issa did at the end of last session. And it's a lot. It's hard to understand sometimes. It's not super close to language all the time. And like a month or so ago, I ended up actually calling Speaker Issa and complaining about all of the errors and like the missing spaces, because there's like a lot of points if you've read it where there's like 3 words, it's like 1 word. So I just really want to make sure and go through again and do another audit at the start of the year. Hopefully I should get that done before the end of the fall semester. Shout out former chair of Bolander. I don't know, it's crazy standing in front of you guys and present for this, but I do feel qualified for it. Probably read the SAS, and I do have some experience with agendizing from folks
who are perfect.
Thank you
very much. Are there any questions for the nominee at this time, Senator Castro?
Senator Castro, for the record, I realize I didn't ask a question I asked previously to all the candidates, so in sake of transparency, I'm going to ask it to you again. Something that was concerning to me within the last election season, for example, and the Committee on Operations obviously was closely with elections, was the notion of having a primary before having a debate. Can I ask what your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of issues with our debate, if I'm fully honest with you. While I was not in speech and debate with yourself, I did participate in some, and I think that the questions should have gone back and forth, who answered first. I didn't love who was our moderator, but I think as far as primaries, I think that should happen after debate. I think it should be a smaller debate beforehand, primaries, and then a larger debate with those two candidates if we have to go down from a larger amount to two. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions at this time? Going once, going twice. Senator Saperito.
Sorry. Senator Saperito, for the record.
Yeah.
Can you give us a brief rundown of how you did that in terms of that session?
Yeah, so it was something that we would work on a little bit with our mentors that we had. I was very grateful to have two because we had a lot of math. But they just kind of went over a little bit of like what each part is and then like kind of showed how like when things are coming in, like sent into them, then they having to like put those on there, and then also making sure that things are like clear and understandable and that you can actually tell what something is, which we've talked about in our trainings as well.
Do you have any further questions at this time? Seeing no further questions, we'll now be moving on to a general debate. Per Nevada Revised Statutes, you are entitled to remain in the room, but we recommend that you leave. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it may approve the nominations, reject the nominations, or take no action. Do we have any points of discussion at the floor? Speaker Pro Tempore Evans.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, for the record. First, I just want to say how proud I am of these three candidates, three newly elected senators, just putting their hand out and seeing what happens here with this presentation. It takes a lot of courage to do that with literally no idea that you're going to do it beforehand. And so with that being said, I think we have three really strong candidates considering the fact that no one made a presentation. But I think after watching the three of them, I think I'm leaning Scherchel here. I think I love how she opened it talking about reading the whole SAS, and I think that her applying for parliamentarian is like pretty nice in the situation for her to be the chair of this committee. I think they overlap a nice amount considering the situation here. But I also think she was my intern. I think she, being both a Clubs and Org Senate intern combo, she learned a lot about, like, general things when it comes to Senate and how chairs work. So I think I'll be leaning Scherchel here to vote. But, of course, I'm open to any points of discussion during this debate.
Parliamentarian Strabala,
for the record. I was actually going to go for this. I had a presentation ready to go, but I actually had been encouraging Lance to go for the seat as well for the entire week because it's something that I feel he's extremely qualified in and he actually already is doing. And I think it's really important to take note of that, even though you guys don't know him very well. I would also like to reiterate his resilience in rerunning for Senate after he lost the initial time. So I think it's important that we take all of those things into account. And one of my goals for parliamentarian is to get as much participation as possible from everyone at the Senate table. So that's why I didn't end up going for the seat. I think it's important and very cool that these new senators chose to stand up in front of everyone and do this on their own.
Senator Lawson,
for the record. I think we have three good candidates, and I'd like to echo the sentiment of Chris Montgomery's stand up presentation. I'll just touch on the panel a little bit. So I am, I think he's a good speaker, but his main two points were just doing a SAS audit and working on elections. I feel like he doesn't have the experience needed to chair GovOps. Scherchel, I think she does have the experience in the fact that she's read the SAS and the recent audit is impressive, but I think that in Mr. Zuniga's case that He has experience going and doing an audit of bylaws. He has experience of writing legislation, especially for another big organization such as the IFC. I think really has prepared him for being the chair of GovBoss. So currently, I'm leaning towards Mr. Zuni.
Senator Horst.
For the record, I really appreciated Zion's presentation, even though he did not have time to adequately prepare. He was very organized, in my opinion. I do realize that his original plan that he was going for was budget and finance. However, I think he pivoted very well, and I think he'd be a great fit, and I do appreciate his leadership in standing up in this case. Thank you.
Senator Castro and Senator Kane.
Senator Castro, for the record. I'd like to throw my hat in the ring for Senator Price. I recognize we've had our disagreements in the past, but I think that Senator Price is an extremely qualified individual when it comes to government operations. Having been a senator last session, I can recall moments where Senator Price engaged with his senators asking specific details regarding legislation that had been passed to the table, which showcased to me his engagement and his care for what goes on in the association, even when he was not being a paid member of the association. Also, I'd like to say that I appreciate the notion of having a diverse voice on the Committee of Oversight, which is something that's incredibly important in administering points and other duties to the table. So I'm advocating for Senator Price in this race. Thank you.
Senator King.
Senator King, for the record. I just wanted to mention, as a member of, people might not know this, but as a member of the Honors College as well, even though I'm representing science here in the Senate, I thought that Senator Price was a very good fit. He was one of the first people that I actually met from the second that I decided to run for an ASUN position. And he also spoke very clearly on making things easier for people running that had little to no experience with ASUN before running, which for me is the exact case. So the fact that he both mentioned that and was also one of the first people that I met along that process kind of shows me that what he says he means, and so I think that that's worthy of considering and voting him. So I think he's one of the main votes.
Senator Horvath.
Senator Horvath, for the record, don't get me wrong, I think Zunita had a really good presentation, but I am leaning towards Churchill. I think Churchill had the best presentation, and I also believe that she's the most qualified out of these candidates, and for that, I probably vote for Churchill.
Do we have any points of debate at this time? Going once, twice. Seeing no further points of debate, we'll now be moving on to a roll call vote. The secretary will call your name, and you'll respond by the candidate's last name.
Can you hold it over there? Senator Anderson.
Zuniga.
Senator Barris?
Zuniga.
Senator Benavente?
Churchill.
Senator Kane?
Price.
Senator Castro?
Price.
Senator Espinosa?
Churchill.
Evan? Speaker Pro Tempore Evans?
Churchill.
Senator Horst?
Price.
Senator Horvath?
Churchill.
Senator Johnson?
Zuniga.
Senator Lawson?
Zuniga.
Senator Newbell?
Churchill.
Senator Potter?
Absence excused.
Senator Radke?
Zuniga.
Sorry?
Zuniga.
Senator Rivers?
Zuniga.
Senator Saporito? Parliamentarian Strabala?
Zuniga.
Senator Shrunk?
Zuniga.
Senator Wilbur?
Zuniga.
Senator Wilson?
Zuniga.
Oh, and Senator Williams.
Oh, and Senator Williams, sorry.
Zuniga.
Three, Price. Five, Churchill. 11, Zuniga.
So I think since DCE, this is the first one that's been contested, the first one that's been contested by more than two people. So unfortunately, the Senate body could only pick one person for this job. And I want to say congratulations to Chair Zuni Dunn. All right, y'all. Moving down to agenda item 12H, Committee of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Just move one moment here. All right, nominations will now be accepted from the floor for each committee individually. Sorry, that's the wrong script thing. My apologies. I'll now be opening the floor for nominations for the chair on safety, sustainability, and wellness. Self-nominations are welcome, and nominations do not need a second. Do we have any nominations at this time? Senator Castro.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Barris from the College of Public Health for the chair of SSW.
Senator Barris, do you accept?
I accept.
Do we have any other nominations at this time? Seeing no further nominations, Senator Barris, I will now play your presentation. Like with other committee chair presentations, you'll have 3 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning, then unlimited general debate. You may begin whenever you wish.
Alrighty. Good evening, everyone. My name is Anna Barris. I'm a senator representing the School of Public Health, and this is my presentation and my interest in being chair of the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. So a little table of contents. I'll go into a little about me, my interest in being chair, qualifications for the role, and my goals. So, Senator Barris, who am I? I'm a third-year pre-medical honors student majoring in public health and human development with a minor in chemistry. I'm a first-generation college student. I'm currently a senator for the School of Public Health. I love advocating for student voices, especially when it comes to safety, sustainability, and wellness. I'm mindful, driven, and growth-oriented. I have a strong passion for academics, hence the academic weapon mindset. And I'm committed to healthcare service, community well-being as a future healthcare provider. I'm very involved on campus. I enjoy line dancing and finding time to recharge. So qualifications for chair, I served as the committee chair following the departure of the previous chair, Senator Levy, ensuring continuity, organization, and effective leadership. I've successfully advanced two pieces of legislation through committee. I planned and executed programming for Safety Week, which is nutrition safety and affordable recipes, and SSW Week, which is sexual health and safety. I'm well-versed in Nevada open meeting law, maintain consistent meeting operations with no cancellations, and develop detailed, organized agendas. And I've provided strong support for my liaison advancing their initiatives, which we'll be seeing a bill on tonight, including contributing to Sexual Assault Awareness Month efforts. So goals for the 94th, I want to strengthen campus-wide safety and wellness collaboration. I want to build stronger partnerships within the liaisons of the Committee on SSW, improving communication and visibility of the student resources. A lot of our liaison positions offer great resources for our student bodies, so making sure that they get out there. Introducing legislation addressing gaps in safety and wellness, which one of the ideas I have is ADA Walks with the Committee on IDEA. And foster trust, accessibility, and student engagement. Second, expanding proactive programming and education. I want to go beyond the required programming. The past session, we were able to help the Departments of Sustainability and Wellness with their initiatives, but making sure we're adding more, making sure we're trying to plan more events. It was a little hard last semester just because in the past, our committee has not been very involved with programming, but I come from a programming background, so that's something that I describe myself in. Building on past successful events, so the Safety Week, Sexual Health Programming, and the Safety Week Nutrition Planning. And using data and student feedback to guide impact programming. And third, advancing sustainability as a core part of student wellness. I want to work with the directors of sustainability and campus wellness to promote initiatives like the SNF and events like Earth Day. Also, Happy Earth Day. I aim to develop legislation that integrates sustainability into daily student life and connecting sustainability to long-term health and community well-being. I kind of sped through that, but if you have any questions, I'll think about this time. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Going once, going twice. Speaker for Tepor Evans.
I have to. How do you deal with conflict resolution, Senator Barris?
Whoever came up with that question is a genius, by the way. But how I handle conflict resolution,
separate myself from the situation a little bit. So if I'm the one in midst of conflict, I take a step back, recognize that this person has the same overachieving goal that I do. It's just we're handling it in a different way. So taking a step back, looking at the situation, what does this person want to accomplish? What do I want to accomplish? And finding a common ground where we can both find somewhere where we can compensate in some kind of way. And then, of course, after the conflict is resolved, making sure that we follow up and making sure that everything is okay, making sure that there's no leftover tension. Obviously, it's going to happen, but making sure you're making strides in order to have a proactive effort and resolve the conflict.
Do we have any other questions for Senator Barris at this time? Seeing no further questions, we'll now be moving on to a general debate. Sorry, y'all. You are entitled to stay, but we recommend that you leave. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principled under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of discussion at this time, Senator Castro?
I motion to approve this question to unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Wordsworth Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion has been approved and will now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it and that nominee has been confirmed. Moving down to agenda item 12, I, committee chair of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. Do we have any nominations for that committee chair at this time? Senator Lawson.
Senator Lawson, I nominate the Honorable Senator Saporito for chair of Food Insecurity.
Senator Saporito, do you accept?
Yes.
Do we have any other nominations at this time? Seeing no further nominations, I'll get that presentation up. Other committee presentations will be given 3 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning, then unlimited debate. You may begin whenever you want.
Everyone, my name is Alexander Saporito. I made this 2 weeks ago, so sorry if I blushed. I've been focusing on
it's not working.
A little bit about
I lied. I'm sorry.
I'm a college of liberal arts senator. I spent 9 minutes session this year. Political science major from Las Vegas, and I came from a performing arts high school, so I really like my guitar. So here's some chair requirements that fit in the SAS, coordinating committee meetings, writing agendas, and making sure it's all applied to nominal all of the rules of the Senate. I'd like to say, I think I did a pretty good job during the 93rd session. Here's some statistics. There's 10 meetings, 42 pages. Special committee was formed last session, so with help from all the lovely senators in the last session, I really got the ground running. Like, we got the 90 liaison positions established. We secured a little bit of presence within the CSC externally. We also had a little difficulty with nominal, so if you guys have any nominal questions, like, I was there, so I think I'm doing pretty good there too. committee activities during the 93rd, here's just a brief rundown. Over the summer, we analyzed national food insecurity data from multiple different colleges, just seeing how they try to solve the issue of student food insecurity on the campus. Developing relations with the CSC and ACM departments, such as government operations or the Department of Sustainability. Just want to make sure other members in the association knew we existed, since we've been existing for the last 12 months only. Develop communication with external organizations, like we reached out to food pantries in Carson City, which helped us speak for Pizza, Friends and Service Helping. And we
have any questions for Senator Saporito at this time, Senator Schurschel and Senator Price.
Hey, thanks, Brett. So, I just wanted to ask about how the Sierra Hall like expansion for acquisitions is going and your like outline for that and like the projection.
So that's one of the implementing plans for this session. It's definitely going to be a multi-year long project. For context, Sierra Hall is the second floor that hasn't been in use for and the university departments for the last 6 years. One of the main issues for PAC provisions is our storage situation. Sierra Hall, I have photos and videos, is like 3 times bigger. It's beautiful. It's great. So I just want to assist Amy Crocus, the new coordinator, as much as we can. Amy's in direct contact with the Dean of Resident Hall Association. So I'm thinking one of the best ways to help, because it would take a lot of renovation, a lot of money, possibly doing percentage nights throughout next session. Also a great opportunity to, you know, get friendly at the table, invite your fraternities or sororities, and we can, you know, help people be less good and secure on campus. So thank you for the question.
Senator Price?
All right, Senator Price for the record. I was just wondering, I know we've collaborated in the past when it came to like hosting farmers markets around campus and how exactly to do that. Do you think that there are ways that like the programming department can also sort of help with combating food insecurity?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for the assistance last session. I now know how much it takes to be in programming, so I really appreciate that department. I think just continuing conversation, continue reaching out. There was a lot of great ideas. That was in last session with the satellite, up to satellite markets. I know the event programming has a huge budget compared to the Senate. We only have like $2,000 for outreach. The only reason we could form it was because we waited a whole entire year for funds to overlap. So. Initiating more farmers market ideas, spreading awareness of PAC provisions during like the homecoming week. Because I know during the farmers market, when we were giving out food, there was a lot of people that didn't even know we had a food pantry. So just communication, I think, it would be great.
Do you have any other questions at this time, Senator Horvath?
So as a guitarist and musician myself.
I love that question. That's a great question. I was classical at first, but I love electric because I forgot to bring my electric guitar here, so I really miss it.
Any other points? Any other questions at this time? Going once, going twice. Senator Castro.
Senator Saporito, would you mind explaining for us in more detail some of the physics to presenting in your presentation?
Yeah, so this is the timeline of PAC provisions. It was made in 1993. We renamed actually the PAC provisions and moved the food pantry here in 2015. And the special committee was made in 2025, right? 2018, that's why I love percentage nights, is because the Greater Nevada Credit Union, the one next to the UNR, they gave us like $5,000. You need only $25 donation to make 10 meals. So it's like 2,500 meals for PAC provisions. The statistics on the bottom right just show like the visits for academic year. People are getting more used to PAC provisions existing, more comfortable to coming. So like in the beginning it was only 10 visits, but 2024 it was up to 6,000. We want to keep pushing that. And summarized findings is just some other stuff here that it basically scientifically explains if you're food insecure, there's a higher chance you're gonna have less of a GPA. More financial insecurity, and then this all came from the biennial survey. It really just shows like by population, by college, which ones were federally food insecure. And this was the 2024 biennial. So I know Izzy Hatch mentioned the 2026 that came out today. You guys can tell your constituents to go out and do the survey, please do, because we want as much information as possible.
All right, we are unfortunately all out of time. Thank you very much, Senator Saporito. And I was moving on to a, thank you, a clap. We'll now be moving on to a general debate. Senator Saporito, you're entitled to stay, but we recommend that you leave. Gotta read out the thing again. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principled under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominations, or reject the nominations, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at the floor at this time? Going once, going twice, Senator Castro. Is there a second? Second by Senator Churchill. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. Good job. All right. Moving down to agenda item, Now moving down to agenda item 15A, first reading of legislation. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 15A through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that first reading has been approved. Moving down to agenda item 16A, motions to fast track legislation. I will read the fast track memo as follows. Hello, Speaker Issa and esteemed members of the 94th Senate. I am requesting fast track approval for the allocation of Senate outreach funds to support Nevada Cares initiatives in recognition of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Sexual Assault Awareness Month is a nationally recognized effort to raise awareness, support survivors, and promote prevention education. Partnering with Nevada Cares allows the Senate to directly contribute to a cause that impacts many members of our campus community. This collaboration aligns with our responsibility to advocate for student well-being, safety, and access to resources. The requested funding will be used to support outreach efforts, awareness materials, and engagement initiatives that help educate students and provide visibility to available support systems. By approving this allocation, the Senate demonstrates a commitment to fostering a safer, more informed campus environment. Fast-tracking this item is essential to ensure that funds are available in time to effectively support programming and outreach within the designated month, their event being April 30th. Best regards, Anna Barris. With that being said, I am now seeking a motion to fast-track agenda item 16A through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Castro. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that item has been fast-tracked. Moving down to agenda item 18A, SB 94, a bill to use the Senate outreach funds to support Nevada Care Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Senator Barris, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker Issa. Senator Barris, for the record. So this is a pretty standard budget piece in the different branches of ASUN government. They must pass a budget through a public meeting to use funds out of their accounts. This was not a popular route for the Senate, as the Speaker usually just signs it off. However, accounting has requested we begin to pass budgets before requesting any money be spent. This piece is to use money out of our Senate budget from FY26 in order to fund some items for Sexual Assault Awareness Month for Nevada Cares. This is mentioned in the piece in my fast track memo, but Sexual Assault Awareness Month is a nationally recognized effort to raise awareness, support survivors, and promote prevention education. Partnering with the Nevada Cares allows the Senate to directly contribute to a cause that impacts many members of our WOLPAC community. This collaboration, aligns with our responsibility to advocate for student well-being, safety, and access to resources. I'm looking to take out $965 out of the Senate outreach budget to help fund their initiatives. This piece is being fast-tracked to ensure the funds can be put for next week. The money is coming from the FY26 budget, as mentioned previously, and the bubble will be paid by credit card and PO for the inflatables. So let me know if you have questions.
Are there any questions for Senator Barris at this time? Senator Strunk.
What is the exact date you're thinking of doing this event?
So Nevada Cares is having this event on April 30th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Do you have any other questions? Senator Price?
Senator Price, for the record, this is just more like a technical question. I was just wondering if it's possible for us to like spend the money for this and also be like reimbursed by clubs and organizations, just because I do know that like with our Senate outreach budget, does it roll over until the next fiscal year?
Yes.
Okay, so since it does roll over, I was just wondering if we can like if there's any way to conserve money and then that like at the end of the day it comes out of the clubs and orgs budget. Just because I know that there's initiatives also that we want to put forward using our outreach budget.
Senator Barris and Senator Lawson.
So I spoke with former Speaker Ackland before the session ended. We still have funds in our Senate outreach budget in order to fund this event. This is coming out of FY26, so it's from the previous session. Our budget does not pass for FY27 until July 1st. So we are still able to use these funds until then.
Okay. Senator Lawson?
Senator Barris took the words out of my mouth.
Do you have any other questions for the author at this time? Going once, going twice. Seeing no further questions, we'll now be moving on to a general debate on the piece of legislation. Do we have any points of debate at this time? All right. Seeing none, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of SB 94, a bill to use the Senate Outreach Funds to support Nevada Care Sexual Assault Awareness Month, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that piece has passed. All right. So before we move on to agenda item 19B, Senate Committee Changes and Additions, there is a bit of a discrepancy between my interpretation of the Senate rules and Associate Director Aguilar Herrera's interpretation, in the sense that it was my interpretation that oversight does count towards one of your two committees. So I would like to discuss that with Luis. So with that being said, I'm seeking a motion for a 5-minute recess through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Lawson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the Senate will reconvene at 7:57 p.m.
Where do these signed forms go to? Sorry.
I took a big sip. Sorry.
I'll take care of that.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
And then these ones are the ones that just
I still say these times.
Okay. If you want to see.
I remember Leaf was like, no. It reminds us of Seesaw, where everybody has to run.
Hey.
I said it on an interview with Luis. He almost killed me. He rolls with authority. I'm afraid he's gonna swing it too hard, it's gonna come off and hit the window.
Yeah, and then she did.
Yeah. We're good. I know we're trying to strengthen you guys. Doc.
Thank you. We're doing good. We're in the first round. We're finishing up Senate meeting from last session.
Are you welcome to the office?
Yes, yeah.
I got it. It's funny because I never knew that this was going to be a
So when I heard, so I assumed that he hated us and called us out. But I heard that he was trying to get a secretary to the office.
My office is the Senate office of you guys. We share the same office as everybody else. It's just that it's after last session, it's kind of like, you know. But also, I think we're still in here trying to be like, we're all talking about keeping the door open. I want to be all I mean, and I like meeting others in the office too. I like meeting my friends.
So real.
Do you want us to send reports by the way?
Yes. What
like reports?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Well, that's
still
the
stats,
right?
Yeah. But I didn't know because for officers.
Can you repeat that again?
I was asking for send reports. Do you send them in still? And
yes.
But for reports of the different branches, do you guys do them sent in?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Is that not along with it?
I know about it, but then it should be reiterated.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll ask.
I would. Radke made the legislation for it,
okay.
So I would have to.
Yeah, we'll ask Radke and see if that is.
Damn, that's crazy.
Almost there.
I mean, hey, realistically.
I know, yeah. It's like, if you look at it, it's really the biggest thing in.
That's so hard.
I reconvene the Senate of the Associated Students at 7:59 p.m. in the Read Aloud and Senate Chambers and on Zoom. The Secretary will now call the roll.
Senator Anderson?
Present.
Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Benavente?
Present.
Senator Kane?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Espinosa?
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans?
Present.
Senator Horse?
Present.
Senator Horvath?
Present.
Speaker Issa?
Present.
Senator Johnson?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator Newbell?
Present.
Senator Potter?
Absence excused.
Senator Price?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Rivers?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Shershall?
Present.
Parliamentarian Strabala?
Present.
Senator Strunk?
Present.
Senator Wilbur?
Present.
Senator Williams?
Present.
Senator Zuniga?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you very much. So to clarify the confusion, yes, oversight does count towards one of your two committees that you can serve on. but only if you're a chair of a committee or in Senate leadership. But it's strongly recommended that if you are a chair of a committee, you're the chair of that committee and you automatically serve on oversight, it is strongly recommended that you do choose at least a third committee to best serve the students and the wider interests of the student body. So with that being said, and moving on to agenda item 19B, Senate committee changes and additions. Do we have any changes and additions at this time? Senator Barris.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Budget and Finance through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Tipor Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on that committee. Sorry, Senator Lawson.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Ideas through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Johnson. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on that committee. Senator Radke. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Tipor Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on that on the following committees. Speaker Tipor Evans.
I move to place myself on the Committee of DCE and IDEA. Do you name this consent?
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Benaventi. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right. Senator Rivers and Parliamentarian Strabal. Rivers.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Budget, Finance, and ASA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Parliamentary Strabala.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Government Operations and Ideas.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right, y'all. Senator Horse, then Senator Castro.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Government Operations, the Committee of Democratic Engagement, doing unanimous.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Tipor Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you're placed on the following committees. Senator Castro, then Senator Price.
I move to place myself on the committees of DCE, the Special Committee on Food and Security, and the Committee of SSW, the unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Johnson, then any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Senator Price.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Budget and Finance and Food and Security for unanimous consent.
Just point of clarification, the special committees do not count towards your...
They don't, okay.
They don't, but you can still place yourself on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want another standing committee?
Can I also place myself... I'm sorry, I move to place myself on the Committee of IDEA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. All those, because it was not made to unanimous consent, all those in favor, please submit by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any exceptions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and you've been placed on the following committees. All right, Senator Churchill.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Budget and Finance, DCE, and Special Committee on Food and Security for unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? So, you know, dissent even placed on the following committees. All right, Senator Strunk.
I would actually question, is IDEA full yet or no?
IDEA has 5 members.
Okay. I'm going to place myself on Committee of Budget and Finance and I need to go up to unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right. Senator Johnson and Senator Horvath.
I move to place myself on the Committee on Budget and Finance and the Committee on Government Operations for unanimous consent.
Second.
Hold on. I'm just getting a count here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Budget and Finance has 3 open positions, not including you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Strabala. Is there any dissent? So, you know, dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Right. Senator Horvath?
I move to place myself on the committee of DCE and Budget and Finance group unanimously.
Second by Senator Schirschel, with any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right. Senator Jamona Wilbur.
I move to place myself on the committees of ASA, DCE, and the Special Committee on Food Insecurity for unanimous consent.
Sorry. Sci-Fi, DCE,
and ASA.
ASA. Is there a second? Second by Senator Horst, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Senator Saporito. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barrett. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right, Senator Kane.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Academics and Student Affairs and the budget, the Committee of Budget and Finance. Is there?
Let me just double check on budget and finance. One more?
I'll
double check that. Budget and Finance is full, I'm sorry.
Could you let me know which ones are not full?
The rest of them.
In that case, I will do the Committee on Democratic for the Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Castro, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Senator Anderson.
I move to place myself on the Committee on Government Operations and the Committee on Academic Student Affairs through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Protempore Evans, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right, hold, let me just get a count on who's on GovOps, because I think that might be four. There are three open positions for GovOps, right? Including Anderson. Senator Espinoza, then Senator Wilson.
I move to place myself on the committee
of
the
Sustainable Food and
Wellness,
the Special
Committee
on Food
Security, and
Sorry, SSW, Sci-Fi, and what?
And
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. All right, so before I go call on you, Senator Wilson, let me just get a count on IDEA real quick. Yeah. Senator Wilson?
I move to place myself on the committees of Academic and Student Affairs and Government Operation through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Jamona Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Senator Beneventi, then Senator Zuniga.
I move to place myself on the committees of on IDEA, GovOps, and SSW through unanimous consent.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Castro, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Senator Zuniga.
I move to place myself on the committee on safety, sustainability, and wellness through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committee. Senator Williams.
I move to place myself on the Committee of Democratic Civic Engagement and the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committees. Right. Anyone else at this time? Senator Rivers?
Yeah. I motion to put myself on the Committee of Government Ops by unanimous decision.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Schirschel, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you've been placed on the following committee. GovOps is one more. GovOps is one more, guys. All right. Senator Jamona Wilbur.
Sorry, I have a cookie now.
I'm going to place myself on the committee of government operations.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Zuni. Guys, are there any dissent? Senator dissenting to place on the following committee. All right. SSW. One second, guys. Again, there was just one miscalculation. DCE actually is one person over. So, Senator Williams, we do have the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, and Academics and Student Affairs available.
Sorry, what was it?
SSW,
Community Sci-Fi, and
Can we make that motion?
Oh, sorry. I move myself to the committee of ASA through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Board Support Evans. Is there any dissent? Senator dissent, you've been placed on that committee. Senator Zuni again.
How many spots have been on ASA?
Three.
I move to place myself on the committee on ASA through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Jimena Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Senior dissent, you've been placed on that committee. All right, Senator Anderson.
I move to place myself on the committee on safety, sustainability, and wellness through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Senior dissent, you've been placed on the following committee. All right, so as it stands right now, SSW has one open position, Sci-Fi has three positions, and ASA has two. Do you have any more committee changes and additions at this time? Speaker Board Support Evans.
I move to place myself on the committee of Sci-Fi, unanimous consent.
Second by Senator Schurschel, your dissent. Senior dissent, you've been placed on the following committee. Do we have any more committee changes and additions at this time? Going once. Going twice. All right. Seeing no further committee changes and additions, we'll now be moving on to agenda item 19B, Senator Reports. Are there any Senator Reports at this time? Senator Barris and Senator Castro.
All righty, guys. Happy first report of the 94th Senate session. Senator Barris for the record. Also, thank you for passing the first piece of the 94th session. Very exciting. Today I had a meeting with Andy Kokas and Claire Lynn to discuss steps moving forward for the EC vending machine, as discussed in the 93rd session. We recapped on our last meeting with Mia Kirk, who had a harm reduction vending machine, the first one in Nevada. Our main one is how we're going to market the vending machine from a public health perspective and making sure that this is something that's tailored toward our student population. Mia Kirk has also researched the stigma of getting harm reduction materials over the counter, which is something we're taking into consideration. Her vending machine took course overdose slash harm reduction was the first in Nevada, which is important to tie in with the impact of EC. I'm also working on creating a sexual health module that can potentially be boosted out for Nevada Fit. I'm having a conversation with Mel Flores and Dr. Garn, Director of Health Fit, and the Associate Dean of Public Health, respectively. So hopefully this can be piloted this upcoming year for Nevada Fit, and then implemented the next year. So, thank you.
Sarah Castro.
Senator Casper, for the record, first off, I'd like to thank everyone who's joined the committee on IDEA. This time last year, the committee actually struggled with even having meetings, considering we did not have enough members to have meetings. So thank you. I'll be sending out a link to meet within the week. So please fill it out as soon as possible so I can agendize for our first meeting. We have minutes to approve. Otherwise, I'll say again, I had the pleasure of presenting at the UNR Diversity Summit this last week, which I encourage all of you to continue looking into because they offer a lot of scholarships that all of you have access to. Additionally, I'd like to bring up again that I sit on the committee of DEI for Cultural Arts, but what this also means is that we oversee funding requests. And so regardless of whether or not you're in the College of Arts, if you have a desire or need for funding to warn an event or anything that pertains to the principles of DEI, which are really inclusion, equity, and access, please send me your funding requests. I can have it heard by the committee. We often do it between $250 per event. So other than that, that's all. Thank you.
Senator Radke.
Thank you all for coming to CE. I'm really excited for this session. We have a lot of new things to do in our committee, so just like Senator Castro, I'll be sending out a link to me. Please fill it out as soon as possible, and thank you.
Do you have any other senator reports at this time? Senator Neubel, the Speaker for Tipper Evans.
Senator Neubel, for the record, I would just like to say that even though this particular piece did not pass at the Senate table back in the 93rd, UNR Housing will be implementing STEAMers, and they already have. So now, to all of you who are living in residence halls or are going to live in residence halls, if you need your clothes STEAMs, they're right there for checkout. And on top of that, Counseling Services is looking into reinstating men's group therapy as an official program in fall of 2026, which I am also very happy about.
Speaker Pro Tem for Evans.
Hey, everybody. Thank you all for being engaged today at this meeting. One thing I forgot during my speaker pro tempore report, I said no report, but I forgot about this, so I'll bring it up now. In terms of the internship, I started writing down ideas for what will be taught, how the curriculum will look like, timeline, etc. And also, since I'll be assigning everybody interns next semester, I will be continuing to talk with all of you and meet with you all, speak with you. So that means if you want to get to know me a little more, right, please reach out to me. It's going to help me with assigning you all good interns, so you guys click well. For Senate-related things, I'm in the process of getting the lab coat drive done. I've spoken with Dr. Janelle Mahoney. She's the current chem lab advisor, and also she's my OChem 2 professor, so it makes it a little easier. But talking about sending mass emails to TAs to encourage the lab coat donations, and I'll be placing bins out inside the DMSC next week. I'll also be emailing multiple staff and faculty at the university to ensure we're allowed to put bins in the same spots again. And also, we'll be working with Inkblot and PR, getting everything posted on the ASN Instagram, getting flyers sent out to all the STEM teachers. So to all my College of Science senators, I'll be CCing you emails soon, so expect that. And also, I'll talk to you after this meeting about how this will all work, get you all up to date with it. And to all the senators here, if you have a spare lab coat, please donate it. Tell all your friends. Let's get this done. Thanks.
Do we have any other senator reports at this time? Seeing no further reports, moving down to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Sarah Wilson, then Senator Bears.
My fraternity is throwing a philanthropy event, and I just wanted to invite all of you guys. I think it would be really cool. That's it.
Senator Bears.
Alrighty, Senator Bears, for record, this is from my friend Naomi Texan. She is a part of the multicultural sorority Lambda Phi Xi. She'd like to formally invite you guys to raise the stage, change the future of talent show happening tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in room in the Davidson, room 110. This event will feature performances from students, clubs, and orgs, and all funds we raise to be donated to She's the First, a national nonprofit that helps women and girls around the world get access to education. Tickets are $5 pre-sale and $10 at the door, and can be purchased through contacting Naomi Texan on Teams. Concessions will also be available for purchase. Thank you for supporting women's education. I will be performing at this talent show, and so will Senator Saporito, so please come out.
Do we have any other comments and announcements at this time? I do have something very brief that I want to share. So first of all, thank you all so much for such a smooth first like actual meeting. I know if you couldn't tell, but I was pretty nervous throughout this whole thing. So thank you for making it very easy for me. Second of all, if you do have any questions as it pertains to outreach, I know I mentioned that at the beginning of the meeting. I will be in the speaker's office for I don't know how long tonight, but I'm going to be there working on my other duties. But lastly, I'll be in the speaker's office. Please feel free to come and stop by, and I'll be happy to chat with you for however long as you want. And lastly, in the Senate office, in the Center for Student Engagement, we do have the 94th session wall of signatures. Many of your names are missing. Please go in there after this meeting and put your signature up on the wall. So, you know, just a little cutesy thing that we do every single session. So please go ahead and do that. But with that being said, do we have any other comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 21, public comments. Is there any public comment at this time?
Look at your emails, please.
Let the record reflect that Luis Aguilar Herrera said, please look at your emails. All right, seeing no public comments, moving down to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Senate of the Associated Students at 8:23 p.m. in the Regal Island Senate Chambers and on Zoom. Thank you very much.